I'm here today with Pastor Paolo Inglada, the pastor of the Presbyterian Church of Para here in northeastern Brazil. Pastor Inglada, can you tell me how your ministry began here? I believe you had some difficulties, but you persevered faithfully through them and the Lord has richly blessed your congregation.
Okay. My ministry here in Belém began about 25 years ago when I came from the seminary. I studied at the seminary in the northeast of Brazil in the city of Recife. And at that time, there were some leaders of the church here in Belém, the city of Belém, who were involved with immorality and smuggling. And we denounced those people to the higher council of the church. And we were expelled out of the church. But then we appealed to the church, to the higher council of the church, and then we were restored to the ministry. Then we began the work. And as we preached the reformed faith, the church even went smaller and smaller. But we went on, and God has blessed the ministry, and more people got converted, and some of people came from another denomination, Pentecostal, and so on. And now we have about 330 members here in the city of Belém.
Pastor Inglada, I noticed that the church, you had a John Knox sign up that said John Knox School, and you had a John Knox bookshop. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We started the school almost as soon as I began my ministry in Belém, and my daughter was one of the first students. We had only four students at that time, but now the school has grown, and by now we have about 600 students and about 50 teachers and workers. In the last years, we were very well rated by a kind of test that we have in Brazil, all over Brazil, by the government, and we got the second place among all the schools in the north of Brazil, and the first place among the private school. And in one of these years, we got the first place among the private and also among the public school all over the north region of Brazil. We appreciate very much the heritage we have from John Knox. Not only his doctrine as a true reformer among the English-speaking people, but because he dared to put in practice what he preached. We appreciate it so much, and we try to do it. And we have also a bookstore. It's also called John Knox Bookstore. We are beginning a small publishing house. It's also called Publishing House John Knox. And we have had this ministry connected with the name of John Knox.
And lastly, can you tell us a little bit about the conference that you organize here every year that people come to from all over this Amazonian region?
Yeah, it's interesting. In the last 11 years, we have been holding a conference together with the Puritan Project. We call it the ARPAV, the Association, Reformed Association Word of Truth Conference, with the Puritan Project. And every year, by the end of June, we have had special preachers preaching and teaching the Reformed faith here in Belém. We have had Dr. Vick, Dr. Piper, Dr. Fisher Gaffin, Dr. Palmer Robertson.
Thank you.
every year the church is the conference is attended by about 500 to 600 people who come to the church from many places over the Amazon to attend the conference, and I think we have been very blessed by the preachers and the preaching.